It's spring, water rises, and the recent rains have caused concern for some West Nipissing residents. The other day, the municipality closed sections of De La Tong Road in Sturgeon Falls, Kipling Road West and Pine Poultry Roads in Kipling, and Verner's Riviere Street was down to one lane. Leduc Road in Dessalniers was closed, as was part of Highway 805, River Valley, for roadwork. We've had six or seven areas where we had washouts, in Verner, explained Jay Barbeau, West Nipissing's chief administrative officer to Beta Day. A few of our roads in different areas washed out, but our crews were excellent, over the weekend. Near the turnoff of Highway 64 in Verner, there's a gully that goes under the highway and that spot fills up quickly, Barbeau said. That water makes its way under the main street, he added, but that was not compromised. Riviere Street had some washout, but it did not impede anybody's access. However, people were affected by floods on a provincially maintained road just north of Highway 805. Barbeau mentioned some residents had to take a different access road due to a washout. That was the only place where people could have been stranded. If people are stranded, the municipality is equipped to help. It has boats to rescue you, and even a hovercraft. We're very well equipped to go, where needed, Barbeau said, to protect our people. Barbeau mentioned the gates on the power plant are open to let the water downstream towards Lake Nipissing, and the municipality is keeping a close eye on what Mother Nature has up her sleeve. Staff are also in contact with the ministry and other municipalities to discuss the watershed, including the Shadir dams downstream. Opening those dams too much puts a big strain on the lower French River, Barbeau said, so we have to be mindful for that. We all must manage the watershed in way that minimizes damage. Nothing is an emergency at this stage, he reassured residents, and just this morning staff had a meeting to discuss the water. There really isn't anything at this time that is a concern. If you experience a washout on your road, or the water is rising high around your home, reach out to the municipal office. Staff will have a look to see what needs to be done. And rest assured the hovercraft is at the ready. Meanwhile, the Temiskaming OPP is asking motorists to use caution while driving due to road damage and washouts from flooding that began approximately 3 days ago from heavy rainfall. Municipal works officials from the impacted areas are asking for everyone's patience and cooperation as they work to repair the damaged roads. Please see below the following media releases provided by the Municipality of Charlton and Dak, Chamberlain, and Aventurel Townships. The affected roads are listed with contact information for each person in charge. Police also remind motorists that should you require emergency assistance due to road conditions to please call the Temiskaming OPP at 1-888-310-1122 or 911. The Municipality of Charlton and Dak, and the Township of Chamberlain are currently facing infrastructure deterioration and flooding and the number of affected residents is steadily increasing. In response to this escalating situation, the municipalities have activated on Friday, April 12, a state of emergency to effectively manage and coordinate relief efforts. Our municipalities remain committed to prioritizing the safety and well-being of their residents during this challenging time. Updates and additional information will be provided as the situation evolves. Residents are encouraged to monitor their homes and to assist neighbors if required. For any emergencies, call 911. The municipalities are advising residents of the following road closures. Residents who must use these roads to access their homes are exempt, however, drivers should use caution, limit trips, and limit the weight of vehicles. Chamberlain Township, Marsh Road, Wabiwawa Road between Road 3 and Road 4, Ady Creek Road, West Road between Beaver Road and 573, Stony Lonesome between Beaver Road and 573, Road 5 west of Highway 11, Road 7 between Wabiwawa Road and Highway 11, Charlton and Dak, Harmon Road, Spruce Grove Road, River Road, Cabin Road. Public Works Department contact Rick Ellesmere, Emergency Information Officer. 705-668-0728 relsmere@gmail.com. The Township of Aventurelle has declared an emergency due to flash flooding which occurred April 12. The majority of the municipality has no issues, however, a section of Harmon's Road between the Harmon's Bridge and the boundary with the municipality of Charlton and Dack has become inaccessible due to a culvert failure on that portion of Harmon's Road in the geographic township of Dack. The Harmon's Bridge is also closed due to damaged infrastructure. Residents on that section of the road are currently being assisted by the municipality. There is no danger to other residents of the township of Aventurelle at this time. Emergency calls can be directed to road foreman Marcel Denham, 705-544-2650. David Briggs is a local journalism initiative reporter who works out of Beta Day, a publication of Village Media. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.